The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, my next guest was out for a run when he collapsed and a diagnosis of a brain tumour pretty much changed his life. Now, he's still dealing with the implications of that diagnosis, but Tony Barry is taking to the roads again. He's going to attempt to complete a half marathon, and Tony is here. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. No complaints.
You're back running.
I'm back running. I am. Took a while, but yeah, I'm back, thank God.
How's it going for you?
Yeah, it's going well. It's slow pace. The most important thing is that I keep my heart rate down because I've had a couple of seizures in recent times, and it's just in relation to my heart rate going up, which then goes to my brain. But to answer your original question, yeah, it's going well. I'm enjoying it, and I've done a couple of 16Ks now in the last few weeks, so you're looking forward to it now.
So what's happening with the seizures? How has that been explained to you? What's happening there?
Yeah, for sure. So I've had 5 seizures since the 6th of September 2023. So the last 2 haven't actually been during high intensity workouts. So essentially what they've told me is the high heart rate is putting pressure on my brain, which is then leading to the seizures. So I can't push myself too much. So the doctors pretty much have told me that I need to lay back on doing that. But my favourite part of exercise is the high intensity. So that's been a bit frustrating. So I just have had to lower the tempo, and running has become a big part of my life now.
But not running too fast.
No.
So listen, can we go back to 2023? Because I mentioned there that you were out for a run.
Yeah.
A normal, you know, everyday run.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah, so I was out for a run on September 6th, 2023. It was a lovely warm day. It was about 23 degrees, I think. Now, Claire, when I was running, I was wearing a thing called a sweatsuit. So a sweatsuit is something similar to what a boxer would wear. It's a full-length suit if they're trying to make weight for a fight. So I had 2 weddings coming up, so I was wearing a sweatsuit.
You were trying to shed a few pounds.
Exactly, with the nail head, yeah, exactly. So when the ambulance came, I was being brought in, and they thought it was dehydration from the suit because it was such a warm day. But when I fell, I hit my head. Because I hit my head, they had to do an MRI, and then they found the growth on the right side of my brain, 5.2 centimetres.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, I was in CUH in Cork, and I had brain surgery.
Was it the growth, the tumour, that caused the collapse that day?
Yeah. It was.
Right, so nothing got to do with the fact that you were wearing the suit and it was a hot day and all of that business, which is what you'd assume.
Yeah, absolutely. It would have been best case scenario looking back in it. But yeah, that's the reason why the seizure happened.
And it was a long road from there?
Yeah, it's been a long road. Now, I'd be lying if I said otherwise. It's been frustrating and tiring, but you know, I've come out the other side of it now. So it kind of seems like a distant memory now since I finished all treatment. So, but yeah, it's been a long road, but things are positive.
And how has your life changed, Tony, since 2023?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. Just in terms of my whole personal life, my work life, exercise, just my whole perception on life, really.
Are you back working now?
I'm back working on a part-time basis, yeah. Since I spoke to you last, so I've worked in construction recruitment for 8 years. But I had to take a step back because the reality is I've lost a lot of my short-term memory and my sharpness.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm told this will come back, so I'm hopeful it does. So I'm working part-time at the moment in retail, and that's going well.
But how do you deal with that? That can't be easy.
No, it hasn't been easy. I've had great support in terms of my family, my friends, you know. People are inherently so good, and if the last three years have taught me that, it's the goodness of people. Like I couldn't ask for any more. So I've been dealing with it. Counselling has helped. But I think like Brain Tumour Ireland in particular have been very good for me, that I can just check in. We can talk about different scenarios that are happening at the time, and they can introduce me to other people that are going through something similar. So talking is a huge thing.
So actually, the counselling helps you deal with what I would imagine is frustration when it comes to your short-term memory loss, does it?
Yes, very much so. And just talking through my feelings and how I got there, and maybe the bit of anger and frustration, how this has come about. But yeah, the counselling has been a huge help to me across the board.
And what's the outlook then medically, Tony? Like, what does the future look like?
Yeah, so during surgery, they were able to remove about 65 to 70% of it because the rest of it is just too close to the brain and they couldn't operate. So now it's a case of maintaining the tumour. It's always going to be there at a small scale. So I had MRIs every 6 months just to check in on it. So my latest MRI was about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and all is good. So it's slow growing. So that's all you know. And then it's just a case of maintaining it and the anti-seizure medication, of course, for the seizures. But it's just in case of maintenance now going forward.
And how does the anti-seizure medication affect you?
So it doesn't really, to be fair. It doesn't really. I take some in the morning and the evening. So as long as I don't have seizures, I'll take all of it, you know.
If it's working.
Yeah, like absolutely.
Yeah, you'll keep on it.
But no, to answer your question, it doesn't really affect me.
Mm-hmm. So then I want to come back to the running because I spoke to you previously and I met your mother, who's a great woman. But is there a fear around you, like your friends and your family? Are they worried about you when you decide to go out and run, given that you have the seizures there as potentially something that could happen if you push yourself too hard?
Yeah. Yes, I imagine so. Definitely with my family. You know, they're very concerned because I'm competitive by nature and sports has always been a huge part of my life. So sometimes it's a need to know basis what I tell them. But yeah, they would be concerned. Uh-huh. Like my sister has created a running program for me and she keeps a close eye on me on Strava. But yeah, they definitely would be concerned, and especially about keeping my heart rate low.
So when you say she's keeping a close eye on you on Strava, what do you mean? So she'll know if you're going
exactly
faster than you should be.
Yeah, so she can monitor my heart rate and the times I'm doing runs in. So she would be very well informed in that side of things. So sometimes I get a text message to say I'm running too fast, you know.
And can you run fast if you wanted to?
Yeah, I can.
You can push it like.
Oh yeah, I can. And maybe that's the problem at times. I know I can. I feel good running. And I was like, right, I can push it on a little bit here. And I could be taking a chance, but I am fairly disciplined on it. But I could run faster if I wanted to, which is quite frustrating. But look, it is what it is, you know.
But part of running, I'm sure, is you getting back to yourself as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because, Claire, leading up to all this and the diagnosis, like I would have exercised 5 to 6 times a week, you know, which was great for me physically, but more so mentally, you know, it really helped me along the way. So it's helping all the time. But it's improving. So with that, I'm going to get back to a better place, you know.
And what are the doctors saying to you? Yes, exercise is great, but will you, for God's sake, don't drive on too hard.
That's exactly what they're saying to me. Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying to me. And the doctors have been incredible support from neurology and the oncology team. But yeah, that's what I've been told. But they've told me it's important I do exercise. You know, they have stressed that.
Yeah, but you're dangerous because I know you love sort of doing hit stuff. High rocks and all that crazy. That's what you want to be doing, isn't it?
Because my last two seizures were actually in high rocks during classes. Classes had to stop, and it's kind of embarrassing that classes have had to stop, but there are wake-up calls that I need to keep the heart rate down. So that has scared me, even though, yes, I'm competitive by nature. But when I do push my heart, it does worry me slightly that, all right, Tony, be careful here. You know what's happened previously. So it's kind of, it is something I'm conscious of all the time now, but it's just, I'm told it will come back once I get fitter, then that I'll be able to create a bit more intensity in my workouts, but it just feels...
So that's something to aim for and to
just feels like it's going on forever, Claire, to be honest.
I know, but you see, you're impatient, probably like a lot of us, right?
Patience is not a virtue we possess. No, absolutely not.
Will you tell me about the half marathon? Because you are raising funds, aren't you, for Brain Tumour Ireland?
Yeah, absolutely. So the half marathon I'm doing on the 3rd of May in the Great Limerick Run. I decided to do it because, like I said, running is the most I can do at this moment in time. So I said, why I could do it, let me help in some shape, way or form to Brain Tumour Ireland. Mm-hmm. Brain Tumour Ireland have been so, so good to me in the last almost 3 years and the support they provide. And they're a great charity. They don't get any government funding, so they rely very much on the goodness of people. And they provide a great service for patients and their families and the support. And they also provide support groups for patients and their families and a bereavement group for people, unfortunately, that have lost loved ones in the past.
So that's who you're raising funds for. And I saw your post yesterday where you were threatening your friends who haven't supported you. So now is their chance before the 3rd of May. Where do people find you, Tony, if they want to help you out?
So Brain Tumour Ireland, that's very important. I would encourage people to go to the website and they will be able to access the fundraising, the page there. I'll also send it to News Talk, and News Talk can put it forward on their own social media. You know, you might nearly donate yourself.
I think at this stage I have to, because I'm afraid of you, Tony, and your intensity. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We wish you well on the 3rd of May, and with everything else as well. And I hope you're back to doing the HIIT classes before you know it, but not too soon.
No, not too soon.
Mind yourself, Tony. Lovely to see you.
You're a star. Thanks, Claire.
That is Tony Barry.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.